5 seconds to impact, her implant display warned her. Kai struggled, trying to see, to curl away from hitting the ship head-on. Something grabbed her leg and pulled. She could feel the elastic cord stretching. She twisted. A hand clamped around her ankle. The suited figure trailed a thin stream that glittered in her headlamp.
Powered suit. He has a powered suit. Of course, that's how they crossed the interval in the first place.
The implant threw up a screen of information about powered suits, most of which Kai had no interest in. She was trying to curl up, avoid whatever that was streaming from the other suit in case it was corrosive, and get that hand off her ankle. Her contortions made the other figure writhe, and their vector shifted irregularly, but he didn't let go. The suit resisted her attempts to bend over, get her hand and knife near the person clutching her. It had been possible in ship atmosphere, but not here. She tried another tactic, using alternating arm movements to impart a longitudinal spin. And that finally brought her arm close to the other. He had something that looked like a wrecker bar with a pointed tip in his hand, but she was inside his guard and almost behind him. She clutched him firmly to her with her right arm and ran the knife blade up, in under the suit, up again. The knife parted his suit from hip to shoulder. A mist clouded her faceplate briefly. He let go, and Kai managed to orient herself, finding her ship by its brilliant outside lights. Its lights visibly nearing as the elastic cords accelerated her back toward the open airlock. If she stayed connected, she would smash into her own ship. If she didn't, she was hanging out here with no power, no way to get back. Except she was already moving back.
Fast enough?
Kai cut the tether to the cords and watched them move away from her, writhing like the tentacles of the sea creatures she had watched on the reef at Corley. She queried her implant. She would hit the ship, but not hard enough to damage the ship or herself. She looked around as best she could. That dark, moving blot across the starfield was Osman's ship, tumbling. The line of brilliant lights was her own, with its externals on, with its airlock still open, a larger area of light on the aft hull. She cut her suit comm back on.
Captain to bridge.
Where are you? What did you do?
I'm closing on the ship now.
On Killeen?
No, on us. I went out the hatch with the bad guys. Two of them, anyway.
Kai bounced up the zoom on her helmet scan, looking for the one who had been starfished to the hull beside the hatch. He wasn't there.
What's your internal scan say?
Somebody's inside. In the emergency passage, they won't answer. We thought it might be you with damage, maybe. We were just thinking of shutting the external hatch and airing up so we could open the compartments.
If she hadn't been in a suit in freefall, she'd have pounded her head with her hand.
Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid!
Captains should never leave the ship in dangerous situations. She'd had that pounded into her time and again at the academy. And now one of the scum-sucking bastards had made it aboard her ship.
Lock the hatch openly. Don't break compartmentalization. Scan for other powered suits between us and the Killeen.
Abruptly, Fair Killeen's running lights came on, the beacons defining bow and stern blinking and the others holding steady patterns that outlined her shape. Either the automatic reset had worked, or someone aboard was able to get the systems up.
We lost mid-scan in the emergency passage. We're still compartmented.
Good.
But we don't know where whoever that is gone or what he or she is up to.
Kai knew. He was going to blow up the ship, and her family with it, and all he needed was the time he already had. The time she had given him. A flicker of despair, the first touch of a black wave. But she had no time for that.
Patch me to Martin.
Right. Kai, Captain, what's happening?
Martin! You're in the same compartment with the mines, right?
Yes, but...
Take one with green markings, like the one I used before. Open the side. You saw me do it, you know where. There's a manual control, a dial. Turn it to the left, all the way. Point the forward end so it will intersect the emergency passage. Set it to a 5-second delay and get as far away from it as possible.
An EMP pulse could be focused to some degree. Her implant threw up a schematic showing what ship systems would be in the way of that destructive beam. Better that than complete destruction.
But that will...
Do it now!
Then Kai tongued shipwide, and never mind if her enemy heard it.
Disaster stations! All hands, disaster stations and hold position!
A second passed. Another. 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 As suddenly as Fair Killeen's lights had come on, Gary Tobias vanished. Her ship, her responsibility, now lay blind, all systems knocked out by a pulse of magnetic strong enough to injure the crew in some cases.
Oh, really smart, Kai. Now you've disabled your ship, and you're barreling toward it, and can't even see when to brace for impact. And that's if husband doesn't blow it anyway.
Then she hit, hard, the suit's protective mechanisms cushioning the blow. Her gloved hands scrabbled for something to hold on to as rebound took her away, tumbling, and the loop of elastic in her hand caught a protruding stud, one of the 82 external mounts for the new defensive suite.